Welcome to this podcast about San Alejo Lagoon and Cardiff by the Sea in California. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. San Alejo Lagoon is 915 acres of tidal wetlands formed by Escondido Creek at Cardiff by the Sea, a beach community in Encinitas, about 89 miles southeast of Los Angeles and 21 miles north-northwest of San Diego, California. The community is named after Cardiff, Wales. The creek drains a watershed of 54,000 acres and flows southwest for 26 miles to the lagoon. The Portola expedition named the area, including the lagoon San Alejo, in 1769, in honor of St. Alexius. The lagoon is constrained to the north and south by rocks of the Delmar Formation exposed in seashore cliffs and overlaid by Torrey sandstone. The formation consists of dark green claystone and mudstone, and greenish-gray muddy sandstone that developed during the Eocene period, when sediments accumulated in a large ancient lagoon. The present lagoon is one of the largest remaining coastal wetlands in Southern California and supports unique plant communities including coastal strand, salt marsh, riparian scrub, coastal sage scrub, freshwater marsh, and mixed chaparral. Water from Escondido Creek is used for agricultural irrigation, municipal and domestic supply, recreation and wildlife habitat. These requirements result in low river discharge, allowing winter storms to build a sandbar that blocks the lagoon mouth at Cardiff State Beach. The sand is mechanically dredged each spring to reopen the lagoon and restore tidal circulation. The lagoon and surrounding lands are the traditional territory of the Ipai tribe, part of the Kumeyaay people. The Kumeyaay also consist of the Tipai tribe, which lived to the south, and the Kamiya, which lived to the east. The Spanish referred to them all as the Diagüeño. In 1769, the Spanish started colonizing Alta California with the construction of 21 missions along the coast. In 1821, following the Mexican War of Independence, the mission lands were secularized and much of the land was granted to prominent Mexican soldiers. In 1842, Rancho Las Encinitas, a land grant of 4,434 acres, was given to Andres Ibarra by Governor Juan Alvarado. The grant was named Los Encinitos, which means Little Oaks, but was later misspelled as Las Encinitas. The grant extended north for 5 miles from San Alejo Lagoon to Batiquitos Lagoon. In 1860, Ibarra sold the property, and thereafter it was exchanged by several owners until 1875, when the pioneer McKinnon family developed a farm and grew barley and corn, plus an orchard. In 1909, J. Frank Cullen purchased and subdivided the land for residential lots. Frank Cullen's wife was a native of Cardiff, Wales, and persuaded him to name the community Cardiff by the Sea. When the lands surrounding San Alejo Lagoon and Escondido Creek were developed, the area began to undergo vegetational modifications, mainly because of farming and cattle grazing. Between 1934 and 1973, sewage from various sources was discharged directly into the lagoon, and between 1937 and 1971, numerous dikes and levees were installed to construct duck ponds for hunting. In 1983, the lagoon was designated as the San Alejo Lagoon Ecological Reserve by the California Fish and Game Commission to preserve and maintain the coastal wetland habitat and the associated flora and fauna. In 2010, Suwamish State Marine Conservation Area was established as a marine protected area of 8,096 acres that extends 3.5 miles offshore between Cardiff State Beach at San Alejo Lagoon to the south and Moonlight State Beach to the north. The conservation area includes a concentration of rocky reef, kelp forest, and surfgrass habitat, and limits the removal of marine wildlife from within its borders. The area is named for the popular surf location at Suwamish, famous for smooth and consistent wave shape. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.